now I will do something that even the miraculous Minora cannot do. It is a story about a Minora that was even more miraculous than this one that I just invented.
More miraculous, Davy? Oh, this I must hear.
It is also about my friend Gershaun. We grew up together in Frankfurt, Germany. But he discovered the secret of the Minora.
Please begin, Zadie. We can hardly wait.
Well, when I was a little boy, I had a good friend called Gershaun, who would often travel by train with his parents from the city of Frankfurt, Germany, where he lived, to visit his uncle Selig and his family in the city of Eisenstadt, especially around Hanukkah time.
Zadie, there were trains in the 1600s?
It was in the 1900s, Tully. Well, the first thing that Gershaun did when he arrived in Eisenstadt was to ask his Uncle Selig.
Uncle Selig, could we go see the old Eisenstadt Schule? It's the most unusual building I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, little Gershaun. We will go there for Myrlf und the Rohr will light the big Menauro. It is a very moving ceremony.
But, Zadie, I thought you're not supposed to move the menorah after you light it.
No, Tully. It doesn't mean the menorah was moved. It's the people. Their feelings are moved.
The people's feelings were moved? But where did they move to?
I will explain later, Tully. First, listen to the story. The old school in Eisenstadt was one of the most ancient and grandest and most beautiful schools in all of Germany. Uncle Selig told all about the history of the old school on the way to Myrlf that night.
You see, little Gershaun, this school is over 700 years old. The windows have been replaced many times, and the roof has been fixed recently. But the walls and the floors are the original ones. And they even say that one of the Sifrei Torah is also as old as the shore.
700 years old? I'll bet it's the oldest shul on the block.
On the block, it is one of the oldest shores in all of Germany.
After they finished Myrlf, the Rav of the city lit the large menorah in the corner of the room. After they finished singing the Maus Tour, everyone began leaving and returning to their homes and family. All except for Gershaun, that is.
Uncle Selig, could I come home a little later? I'd like to look over the shul.
All right, Gershaun, but don't come home too late. We would like to begin the menorah lighting ceremony soon.
Thank you, Uncle Selig. I'll be home before you know it.
Gershaun walked around the dimly lit room, looking at the beautiful paintings on the wall, thinking he was all alone. Suddenly he noticed a strange sight up front by the Aron Kodesh.
There's someone near the Aron Kodesh. It's that man, Rav Vaival, the Shamus, and he's standing near the open door of the Aron Kodesh and tinkering with something inside. Why, he's lighting a candle on a small silver menorah, standing inside the Aron Kodesh. I wonder why.
Yeah, who's there? What, when, what, whoa, who is it?
It's just me.
Oi, it's you. Say, you're the nephew from Rav Selig, aren't you? The boy from Frankfurt.
Yes, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but I was so curious to see what you were doing.
Well, you can't very well see from over there. Come closer here so you can really see what I'm doing.
Thank you. But what are you doing? Why were you lighting that little menorah in the Aron Kodesh?
Ah, it's a long story. He's dying from one Shamus to the next. No one in Eichelstadt knows about it except me. But there's no harm in telling you, if you're interested.
Oh, I most certainly am.
Then sit down here and I will tell you the ganze Meister.